There is something bracing and invigorating about having a job where you don't know exactly what the challenges will be. And this morning, I, like every rabbi across the country, faces a challenge that I'm going to try to meet, which is, how do you fashion a Yizkor sermon that somehow includes Anthony Weiner? Every job has its challenges. So here goes. Of the many lessons that scandals of different kinds teaches you, one is that human life, until its very last moment, is unpredictable. And you cannot know, not about yourself and surely not about someone else, what's going to happen to them, not only in terms of their internal dynamics, but in terms of their reputation. It doesn't matter someone's age, because someone can make or wreck a reputation at 80, as they can at 20. And the fact that they are at the pinnacle of their career, or about to be at the pinnacle of their career, as, for example, Dominique Strauss-Kahn would be, doesn't mean that a precipitous fall isn't in the offing. Now, the reverse is also true. As reputations can be destroyed, they can also be made or even remade. And you can go through something similar to what the congressman is going through, and yet, to some extent, and sometimes to a great extent, rehabilitate your reputation, which fact was made clear in the ironic, remarkable phone call in which Representative Weiner apologized to ex-President Clinton for what he had done. And this shows the way in which reputations are malleable. They can fall, but they can be remade. And there are people who have been in one way or another in some kind of disgrace who, by subsequent actions and life, have made their names revered once again. You never can tell. Life is very complicated. And knowing that gives a certain poignancy and relevance to the ancient Greek comment from Solon, "Call no man happy until he dies." Because, as in the accompanying Greek story, you can live a life of success and wealth and reputation and fame, and then, even at the end of it, have some sort of terrible disaster that destroys everything you've built. But here's the way that this ties into Yizkor. Because once someone has died, once they are gone, they can do nothing. And their reputation and their memory is entirely in the hands of those who survived them. So someone can lead a life of all sorts of misdeeds and one good shining moment, and the people who remember him can choose to remember the shining moment. Or they can choose to remember the series of misdeeds. While someone is alive, it's very hard to make a choice, because their character, their memory, their deeds, they're always right in front of you. Their presence is always there to remind you, better, worse, up, down, what it is that they've done and not done. But once they're gone, we choose. We, the living. My father's father died at 46. Don't want to bring him up too much, but actually the same age as the representative is now. And I know that when my grandfather died, when my father was 11, he had, ever since the moment of his marriage, been forced by my grandmother into the family catering business. Before that, he'd been a song and dance man on vaudeville. He loved singing and dancing. He did not like being a businessman. And when he died, they opened the drawer in his room and found sheaves of unpaid bills, both bills that he had not collected from people for whom he had catered, and also bills that he hadn't paid. And so, in the family at the time, and certainly for my grandmother, who was now a grieving widow in an economically very difficult time, he was a failure. And it was terrible. But that wasn't how my father remembered him. I mean, my father knew that fact. Everybody in the family knew that fact, but he remembered him as a loving father who would sing to him. And when my father died, we found three letters from my grandfather to my father, all of them playful and loving and beautiful. And so there's a sort of common agreement in my family that that's the way he was. And the way that he was forced to be remembered when he first died isn't the way that any of us want to remember him. Not as a businessman who didn't succeed, but as a father who did. And we get to do that because we get to decide. If you're about to say Yizkor, I have no doubt whoever it is you're going to say Yizkor for did some terrible things, because my guess is you're saying Yizkor for a human being. And therefore, he or she will have done some rotten things. Some more, some less. But how you remember them, that's actually up to you. Because they also did some beautiful things. I know that because they were human beings. When someone's alive, they get to shape their legacy. When they're gone, we do. So as you rise for the Yizkor prayers, in just a few moments, remember, your memory is your choice. The gifts they give you are yours now. And the prayers you say are said on behalf of the dead, but can only be said by those of us who are lucky enough to still have the gift from God of living, of loving, of remembering.